This goes to Dr. Eva, Eva Bennett, Bartlett, I'm sorry. Eva Bartlett, B-A-R-T-L-E-T-T. Fax is 989-291-5348 regarding Alice Hoitinga, last name H-O-I-T like Tom, I-N-G-A. Date of birth April 3rd of 1941. Dear Dr. Bartlett, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Hoitinga, who was last seen September 27th of 2021 with stage 3 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and bilaterally small kidneys. She has gained 5 pounds over the last 6 months. Her main complaint today is right index finger redness, warmth, and pain. She was seen in the office and received a Medrol dose pack on March 9th. It did help the swelling a little bit and the redness, but when she stopped taking the medication, the redness and swelling have come back, and it's swollen enough she's unable to bend it, and she can't write since she's right-handed. So she'll be contacting you for further evaluation and probably to have that seen again. She denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema of the lower extremities. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight lisinopril, 20 milligram daily. Also Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, 10 milligram daily. She does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain, only Tylenol if needed. Physical exam, her weight is 225 pounds and blood pressure 130 over 5.8. And labs, most recent lab studies were done March 9th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.52 with estimated GFR of 35, sodium mildly low at 132, potassium, that's been consistently elevated, 5.3, carbon dioxide 23, calcium is 8.7, albumin 3.5, uric acid was 6.9, high sensitivity CRP level was 1.2, which did reveal infection versus inflammation. Her hemoglobin was 11.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. And her SED rate was elevated at 61. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no pericarditis, no volume overload, hypertension currently at goal, bilaterally small kidneys, and mild hyperkalemia. We discussed the patient starting a low potassium diet, and we have mailed her low potassium diet information to follow. She does like to consume a lot of dairy products, so by cutting back on those, she may normalize her potassium quite easily. She will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She's going to call your office to have her right index finger rechecked since it's now red and swollen again. And we're going to recheck her in this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.